John DiBella Podcast, 102.9 MGK.
He is going to be appearing at the Wells Fargo Center on September 13th. Tickets are on sale through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. He is a man I am so proud of. Ladies and gentlemen, Sebastian Maniscalco.
Could you believe where we've come? We've come so far together. From comedy clubs to theaters, now we're doing arenas.
In all honesty, Sebastian, I am so proud of you.
Well, thank you. I appreciate it. It's been great for me. Philadelphia has always been a great market for me, and now to come in and do this arena, really, really stoked about it. And we just launched the fall tour, and things are good.
Does Dad have any confidence now on that this career is going to work out for you?
Dad is still worried. He's like, "What are you doing in arenas? That's a lot of seats to fill." You know, guy's constantly worried no matter what I'm doing. So Dad will always be on my back.
But he must be happy because now not only are you a married man, but you're a father.
I'm a father. We have a little daughter. She just turned one a few weeks ago. We had a birthday party at the house. Now, I come from a different environment than my wife comes from. I come from working middle class. My wife comes from wealth. So the way they did their birthday parties growing up, a lot different than how we did ours. I mean, when I was a kid, we had a birthday party. We opened up the garage. We put a table in there. And, barely a cake, maybe a few water balloons, right? So my wife decided for our daughter's first birthday, she got an alpaca to come to the birthday party. Alpaca is like a llama with a shorter neck. So this thing walks in, and the kids are running for cover. Nobody knew what it was. You know, it's not like a donkey or anything. This is like a weird thing that spits at people. So they're telling everybody at the party, if you decide to pet it, you got to wash your hands immediately. I go, you're scaring people over here. What disease did you bring into my front yard? So it wasn't your traditional birthday party. It was very elaborate, and I have my wife to thank for that.
So this is actually one of the cases where you were embarrassed.
I was definitely embarrassed, and I had to call my insurance, my homeowner's insurance, to see if, God forbid, if this thing had a flashback and started ragdolling 2-year-olds if we were covered.
As long as I am on the embarrassing thing, let me ask you, let me give you some situations, and you tell me what embarrassing things you either could run into or have run into, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, the gym. Have you ever run into embarrassing situations at the gym?
I see a lot of embarrassing behavior at the gym. Recently, I was on a treadmill, and then a guy came next to me, and he had a water backpack on his back. I've never seen this. It's like something that you would wear in the desert, but this guy had it on his back. He had 6 gallons of water attached to his back with a hose that came over his shoulder that he kept sipping every once in a while. And I'm like, aren't you embarrassed? There's a drinking fountain 5 feet away. This guy decided to strap it to his back.
What about restaurants? Do you ever get embarrassed in restaurants or see embarrassing people?
Well, you know, my wife is embarrassing at restaurants. You know, she can't just order what's on the menu. First of all, she's got to ask about every ingredient. And then, you know, could you check? Is this gluten-free? Just order whatever's on. And then pick it off. You know, it's like, My wife's got to get, like, the whole restaurant involved in her order. The manager's got to come out to the table. You know, is it a celiac disease do you have? Or do you have just a sensitivity to gluten? It's like, babe, you know what? Just let's eat at home because every time we go out, it's like a 4-hour ordeal.
Right, exactly. Exactly. Now that you're a married man, you've probably spent more than enough time at other people's weddings. Anything at weddings ever embarrass you?
Cash bar.
Yes.
You ever go to a wedding as a cash bar? I leave.
You took the words right out of my mouth. Just leave. Just leave now.
I walked up for a drink. They're like $6. $6. I left. Weddings are one of those things where, especially at Italian weddings, what they do, and I've seen this more than once, is they pass out like styrofoam take-home trays, and at the end of the night, people take home desserts. What are you doing?
What about, well, you're a man who spends a lot of time on the road. Airports.
You know, people that bring their own food on the plane is a little embarrassing. It's never food that's just normal. It's like holiday food that they cooked a couple weeks before, and they decided to freeze it. Now they're going to let it thaw on the plane, and we got to smell the whole thing. So that bothers me at the airport. And, just the general dress of people at the airport, it just seems like it's a slumber party at the airport. People just roll out of bed, and next thing you know, they're at gate A5 in their slippers and pajamas.
I love the guy who's carrying his own pillow.
Yeah, I've never understood that. I mean, how do you take your pillow from the bed that you sleep in, and now you're going to sleep it on the plane, and then when you get to the destination, you're going to sleep on the bed with the germs from the plane on the pillow? What are you doing? What are you doing?
And what about parks, amusement parks? You must be taking your daughter to the park on a regular basis.
Yeah, I took my daughter to the park recently, and I don't like the way kids behave at the park. We're going to put her on a slide, and it's always like a 4-year-old or 5-year-old boy who's running around with wood chips. I'm not a big wood chip guy. And he's throwing them on the slide, and now my daughter can't go down the slide. And, it's going to be a problem. I could see moving forward, interacting with, other kids and parents, especially when my kid starts to go to school, and then I got to go and interact with, the dad of the kid. And I see this being a huge, huge problem for me because I get bothered really, really quickly. The parenting thing has been great so far. It's just as long as we don't hang out with other people, we're all right.
Well, Sebastian, I got to tell you, I cannot wait for you to get here. All of those shows at the Borgata, which are all sold out already, folks. There's no sense in even trying to get one. But if you want to see him here in Philadelphia, September 13th, Wells Fargo Center. Tickets are available through WellsFargoCenterPhilly.com. Sebastian Maniscalco, our guest. My Gumbare, you take care, okay?
Thanks for having me on, guys. Take care.